Are you ready to ride the wave? March 20, 2025. The global AdBlue business is booming. Grandview Research predicts that the diesel exhaust fluid, DEF, market will reach US$61.56 billion by 2030, growing at a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 8.1% from 2025 to the end of this decade. AdBlue, also known as DEF, is a solution of urea and deionized water used in SCR systems to reduce nitrogen oxide, NOx, emissions from diesel engines. According to the US and India-based market research and consulting company's forecast report, the global AdBlue market size was estimated at US$39.11 billion in 2024. One of the main drivers is the increasing regulatory pressure for environmental compliance. Governments across the globe, particularly in Europe and North America, have imposed stringent emission standards on vehicles, such as Euro 6 in Europe and similar regulations in other regions, notes the report. These regulations require using technologies like selective catalytic reduction, SCR, which requires the use of AdBlue to meet the lower emission limits. This regulatory push creates a growing demand for AdBlue in the automotive and industrial sectors. Grandview Research emphasizes that rising consumer awareness of environmental sustainability also plays a critical role in the market's expansion. Consumers increasingly prioritize eco-friendly solutions in their purchasing decisions, including vehicle choice. As public awareness about air pollution and the need to reduce vehicle emissions grows, there is heightened pressure on vehicle manufacturers and fleet owners to incorporate emissions-reducing technologies, such as SCR systems, that require AdBlue. This awareness is expected to drive both demand and supply of AdBlue products. This is exactly what led to South Africa's adoption of AdBlue, despite the outdated emission standards that are enforced for commercial vehicles, CVs, in our country. With the World Cup coming to South Africa, 2010 was an exciting year. The world opened to us, bringing so many great things, like the Integrated Rapid Transit, IRT, system that saw the MyCT bus being introduced as the new means of public transport in Cape Town, writes Alex Heim, director of Viscal Ecosolutions, in his piece, AdBlue, From Zero to Hero. Despite the country only having Euro 2 vehicle emission legislation, these Optair Solo buses were fitted with selective catalytic reducers, gaining them a Euro 4 rating and meaning they required the use of AdBlue. This allowed supporters to be transported around Cape Town in style, with the least harmful emissions at the time, something new for South Africa, Heim continues. Soon, Blue Sky Environmental Technologies began manufacturing AdBlue for the Rea Vaya Bus Transit and Schwaene Rapid Transit systems, as the craze spread to Johannesburg and Schwaene. Since then, many environmentally responsible companies have expanded their fleets with vehicles capable of using AdBlue, necessitating AdBlue storage at their premises. Are you storing your AdBlue correctly? Quality Urea Solutions, QUS, notes that DEF isn't especially difficult to store. It's a non-hazardous substance, which means there aren't a huge number of regulations surrounding the storage of AdBlue, says the British AdBlue manufacturer. However, there are conditions around the storage of AdBlue that petrol stations and other companies should be aware of. This is because urea is a pollutant in groundwater, which means that spillages and leaks must be prevented by following proper storage protocols on site. QUS offers the following guidelines for the safe and secure storage of AdBlue. AdBlue should always be stored in a double-skinned container to prevent leakages. It should be stored in tanks specially designed for AdBlue storage and compliant with manufacturing standards, with built-in protection from accidental tank damage. AdBlue should be stored at the right temperature, between 0 and 30 degrees Celsius. Protect your AdBlue from its freezing temperature of minus 11 degrees Celsius, and don't store it in direct sunlight. Atmosphere Engineering, a US company that designs and manufactures integrated flow control solutions for industrial applications, says that AdBlue should always be handled with dedicated equipment, such as pumps and nozzles, that are clean and free from contamination. Always use stainless steel or certain types of plastic containers that meet the ISO 22241 standard, which specifies the material suitable for handling AdBlue. This is essential, stresses Atmosphere Engineering, as contaminated AdBlue can lead to clogged SCR systems, reducing the vehicle's emission control performance and leading to expensive repairs. The company points out that AdBlue has a limited shelf life, depending on the storage conditions. If stored properly in sealed containers within the recommended temperature range, the solution can retain its effectiveness for up to 1 year. However, if exposed to high temperatures or contaminants, its shelf life may be significantly reduced. QUS offers a few more words of wisdom, highlighting the fact that the proper storage of AdBlue serves two purposes. First, it protects your local environment from the damage that AdBlue spillages can cause if it leaks out into the ground around your business. Secondly, by correctly storing your AdBlue at the right temperature and avoiding contamination from other substances, you can keep your AdBlue pure and, thus, high in quality and delivering high performance. So, whether you're riding the AdBlue wave or just dipping your toes in, remember, store it correctly, or your eco-friendly intentions might just leak away.